Welcome into a Friday Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, the senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier. Patriots week wrapping up. The Jaguars back on the practice field for the final full practice before New England comes in here on Sunday. Okay, latest on the injury situation. Let's start first with Maurice Jones-Drew.
Well, it's been the story all week, obviously, as we talked about. And Maurice won't play this week. He was officially ruled out by Mike a few minutes ago. And I think that's not really a big surprise, but it's the news of the day.
There is a roster spot available. There's 52 active right now of the 53. Possible Darryl Smith gets that spot.
Yeah, it's sort of the worst-kept secret around the team all week, isn't it? I mean, they left that spot open, hoping Darryl could get back. Really can't make an official move on that until tomorrow when he can come off the designated-to-return injured reserve list. They haven't said that's going to happen yet, but listening to Mike, listening to Darryl, it sounds like that's going to be the case.
Running backs. Rashad Jennings has been out with a head injury. What's his status?
Yeah, and as the media was coming off the practice field today, he came running by and apparently had just been cleared. And he said, hey, I'm cleared. That's the good news. Bad news is he won't play this week, but it looks like he'll have a chance to play in the season finale.
Certainly one of the big points in this game on Sunday is getting pressure on Tom Brady. It's important on any quarterback.
Right.
The Jaguars have 15 sacks for the year. There's three individual players in the NFL with more sacks than that. It's been an issue all season long. But they got to get to Tom Brady to have success.
Yeah, and you would think in order to win this game with the matchups that favor the Patriots, Jaguars have 15 this year. You would think they need close to a third of that. You've got to get that kind of pressure on Brady or at least disturb him. If you do that, like any quarterback, he'll throw picks, he'll throw it high, he'll do things. And again, if you get that pressure and make him do that, you've got to catch the ball. A lot of things have to go right, and I think a lot of those things include getting turnovers and big plays on defense.
And we've seen bits and pieces. We've seen a sack here or there, but then a dropped interception.
Right.
Or we've seen interceptions made, and then later in the game, not enough pressure.
Yeah.
You got to put a whole game together. And then how can you do that when not having been able to do that earlier in the season?
You just got to do it, as they say. I mean, while there's no secret, they've had opportunities, like you said. They had the Dwight Lowry fumble return, gets called back because the guy's foot's on, or guy's making contact with Dwight's foot. It's just got to be a case where you make those plays instead of having them go against you.
John, thanks a lot.
Is it too early for Merry Christmas yet, or is that Monday?
We'll wait till Monday.
All right, we'll make it to Monday.
We're waiting till Monday for Christmas. Sunday, the New England Patriots are here to play the Jaguars.